Eric, I mean, I say it every time, but we have a lot to talk about.
Oh my God, do we?
Do we ever? So,
Hey, the fact that we're doing this podcast means that everything is going well.
yeah, everything went well.
Yeah.
It could have went south fast,
Yep.
right? So, you came to Canada.
I came to Canada.
First time ever.
I loved it.
Yeah, nice.
We met for the first time, just to
Well,
let
yeah.
everybody know. So we'll get
Yep.
into that. But I flew to Toronto. I love Toronto.
Okay.
Gorgeous city, clean city,
Thank
great
you.
food. The people are extremely nice.
We're pretty nice. Yep.
You know, I thought it was kind of a cliche thing about Canada, you know, seeing like South Park episodes, everybody saying sorry and like the flapping heads and that they're, you know, pushovers or whatever. But everybody was extremely nice besides our Airbnb
Yeah.
people. Those guys were fucking assholes.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a fucking Airbnb where you were staying, so.
Well, it was an illegal Airbnb. We should actually call him out on it. But so we get to the Airbnb and there's no toilet paper, which for me
That's bad news.
is like saying there's no toilet paper. You know, there's literally nothing worse in the world. If
Yeah.
you lock me in a shed, my nightmare would be if you lock me in a shed and just tell me I can't crap for 1 hour and you'll give me $1 million. I wouldn't be able to do it. Because I have like, you know, I got something going
You
on.
some issues going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
We'll
sure.
cut this part out.
Yeah.
So yeah, get to the Airbnb. It's a disaster. The guy's slippers are all over the place, strewn about. There is no toilet paper. And I'm like, hey, there's no toilet paper in here. Like, what are we supposed to do? And he said, how about I'll go to the convenience store and get it for you? And I'm like, okay, but I'm going to dinner the next hour. Can you get it then? And he's like, no, I can't do it then. It's like, well, what the fuck? So I had to go to a convenience store. And it was ridiculous. So we ended up switching to the King Edward Hotel.
Fantastic hotel. Very
Great hotel.
nice.
Great recommendation. Thank you.
Yes, of course. You should have taken it from the get-go, but
I wanted to, trust me.
that's neither here nor there.
No.
Yeah, so then you got in Toronto. You weren't here long,
No.
Sunday to Wednesday.
Yep.
And then we did a bunch of stories. Everyone was really rallying behind us, really wanted to
Yeah.
see us meet. It was pretty fun
Felt
and cool.
good. We, you know, did some over-ask stories of, you know, me arriving at the airport and or at least on the plane coming to you. And we met for the first time.
Yeah. What was
Went
your
fantastic.
first impressions?
I mean, we talked so much
I know.
as it is that it wasn't like, hey, I'm going to get someone different here. You know, so first impression, we got right down to business. I mean, we are filming for our course that we mentioned in the last podcast episode.
Yep.
If you want to touch on that a little bit, I feel like
It's
I've been
gonna be
talking the
unreal.
entire time.
It's gonna be unreal. I
Yeah, it
mean,
is.
my first impression when you came was even taller than I thought.
Yep.
You got some legs on you.
I got some
Holy
legs. Yeah,
fuck.
I know.
And thicker.
Yeah,
Like a
thicker.
good, yeah, a nice build.
Thank you.
Incredible
Nice
build,
frame.
in fact.
Yeah,
Yeah,
appreciate
fantastic
that.
frame. Yeah, for
Thank
sure. It
you.
was really, we had to make our photos and stuff. We had to really kind of navigate that because you're making me look so. Now I understand you post with a bunch of, little people all the time.
It's not purposeful. That is just, those happen to be the people I've been taking pictures with recently. They all happen
Like,
to be 5'4".
go to the overass page and look at the picture of Eric and I together. I'm 5'9", average height in North America.
You
I
seem a
talked to
little
my
taller than
doctor.
5'9".
Yeah, well, I was wearing those boots.
Oh, that's right. Those give you a
Yeah,
couple inches.
5'11". Yeah,
Right.
with those boots. It's gonna be also super. One thing that I thought was awesome with you that I didn't know what to expect because you always say you're not good on camera. Fantastic on camera.
Thank you. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think, you know, just if I'm in a comfort zone,
Yeah.
I don't think I'm not good on camera. I think it just has to be the right circumstances. You know, like once I get comfortable, it takes a while, you know? Like when I filmed that rap video 5 years ago, I had no idea what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
Not good on camera for my first million YouTube videos, but I mean, we were just riffing. We did some kind of Curb Your Enthusiasm style, you know, Matt was basically the listing agent and I was a buyer, like asking questions that he couldn't field correctly.
Yeah. And that was some of the most fun. I mean, I've never had someone to film with who could actually like riff with, like,
Right.
and it was all completely just off the cuff. We didn't know where it was going to, we had kind of like the premise of what we wanted to do, and then very Curb Your Enthusiasm-esque. Not as good, obviously, but no. That we were, you know, doing.
We're no nuts. Marty Funkhauser.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Or Susie Green. We're just two idiots.
But it was sick. It was awesome. Like, I'm so stoked for all this core shit now, because
it's going to be so good.
Guys, even if you don't need to learn anything. What you do, but if you
the entertainment value alone,
yeah, it's gonna be fucking so funny. So we did that. We did some little photo shoot. Like I said, you weren't there long, so we really just kind of got down to business. It was an in and out type of trip, but it was good, all in all good. I didn't get catfished. I was worried about maybe getting catfished
or bed bugs.
Oh fuck yeah. So yeah, bed bugs are
catching
gone.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, catching something out there. Also, your voice is a little deeper in person.
In person. Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what I learned about you, which I kind of already knew, but you know, now that we're singing each other praises and not shitting on each other for the first time. Great actor. Incredible actor.
Thank you.
Texted my father afterwards. He's like, "How's it going in Toronto?" I was like, "Matt's literally a like you, I mean, you're almost too talented to be a real estate agent at this point, I think.
Appreciate that.
Your crew's great, super professional. We got there. So what we're doing is we're filming a real estate course, how to not look like a moron your first 5 years in real estate, basically. And it's giving you all the basics. We're not teaching it. We are,
we cannot stress that enough.
Yes. Byron Lazine is the main figure in this. And so what we were filming is all these like cutaway scenes. So basically the course is going to be hilarious because it's Byron actually giving you straight value, and then Matt is like the main character watching this course, and then he's like a new agent developing or like trying to take into account what Byron's saying and trying to actually like act it out basically. Mm-hmm. And he's a disaster, but Matt played the role perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah
So it's gonna be, because like there's so many great courses out there, but like I think we can all agree that it's some of the parts are just boring as fuck. Like it's just, it's almost dreadfully boring. And it's just some things, you know, you need to know, and it's just unfortunately boring. So we're trying to make that a little more entertaining. And, you know, so like Eric said, it cuts away when maybe something isn't as entertaining. And, you know, what we really try to do is like take what Byron was saying very literally. And that's where the comedy comes from. And it's just like a bit of a shit show. And I think it's going to show agents like, you know, you don't want to look like an idiot, and you can very easily look like an idiot.
And they're going to watch this course and remember everything that you're doing in the video and know not to do that. Like if I had this course when I first started, I'd probably still be actively selling real estate.
Yeah, you'd be on $1 million listing.
Yeah, exactly. Because I wouldn't be so afraid of all these things that you act out. You know, like, for example, you go door knocking and you have like a script and you're reading cue cards and fumbling them or something like that. Actually, I don't even know if we filmed that scene, but
no, we did. Okay. But we had the dog.
That's
we
right.
Posted
That's
it
right.
on Overass. He started barking. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'm really excited about it. That should be coming out around end of November. Still got to film my section of, you know, social media growth, which I think is going to be really good also. Mm-hmm. And you it's just every section, it's gonna be really, really good.
And it's not like it's like you said, the social media part is one section. There's an entire, the bulk of the course is real, you know, Byron Lazine teaching everything from, I mean, generating leads to like literally everything you would need to start farming areas, stuff like that. So, like, it's not just social media based, there's gonna be open house tips, stuff like everything.
Yeah.
So it's going to be insane.
It is. And your filming style is super efficient. Like, we just got there. We knew every scene. You only do like two or three takes.
Yeah.
Film crew's great.
Just
so smooth. I mean, like when I got back to the hotel and was like, how was it? And I was like, it was easy as hell.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we just film for 5 hours straight each day. And I mean, it's really good when you're on the same page with someone, where like you could act it out and then I could make little tweaks like, oh, maybe you should say this line or something. And I think it just went really well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The crew for City Films that I always work with, they're just, we just get each other now. So that's why I really wanted you to come down and film with them.
Yeah.
Cause like you said, it makes everything super smooth when someone's on the same page, and we've done so much shit together that they just kind of know what I'm looking for. And then, yeah, it's like, you know, 2-3 takes. I take it very seriously.
Yeah, you were like cursing at yourself and you would fuck up a couple of times.
Yeah, because while I know exactly how I want things to be, and I would, the part that takes the longest for me is the first couple of takes, I stop and say, I need to see it because I need to see how it looks. Right. And then I can figure out if I want to like do something different. But like the days leading up, like I'm in my head and like I'm looking at what we've written and trying to like see how I want to project that to the world. So like I'm maybe too serious with it, but you know, when you're prepared, you can get stuff done fast. I knew you were only here for a couple of days and you need to get that shit done, right? So
yeah. So do you use them for like your skits and everything, or primarily listing videos, or what do you use them for?
Yeah, so they did like the Drake video, they did the Sell Anything, the Say Anything video, the Freddie Mercury, like all the big kind of the ones that they're mainly listings, but a lot, I mean, obviously the car rants and stuff, I don't, just the stuff that's more involved. Right. And then we do exactly what we did. We storyboard everything. We script everything. So then when we get to location, it's just like, okay, let's go. And we just know exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
So it's sick. I couldn't be happier with how it's all turned out. Our main and one location was that was actually my childhood home.
Mm-hmm. Met your parents.
Yeah, met my
great
whole
people,
family.
Great company. Your mom made a funny comment. She said, yeah, when I first started watching the podcast, I was like, does this Eric guy ever smile or do anything?
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, watching back some of the clips, I literally look like constipated. And
yeah.
Then, where I look like stone cold, or like my head's about to explode. So,
yeah. You know, and the room doesn't help.
Yeah, the room doesn't help. This fucking dungeon. So from now on, I'm going to be smiling and more energetic. So,
well, you smile quite a bit in person.
Yeah.
I mean, you're happy.
I mean, we
guy.
Were having a great time. Yeah. I mean, sometimes just during the podcast, when a guest is speaking, I'm not going to sit there with like a shit eating grin on my face.
Well, no, especially some of the guests. Holy fuck. We've learned our lesson in 42 episodes. Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
But no, it was, like I said, all in all, amazing. You were great. You need to come down for a longer period of time next time. Welcome to Palm Springs. That's not, you know, right where you are, but.
So you're coming for the agency forum, or what's it called?
Yeah, forum.
So what's going to happen with that?
There's like, I think there's like speakers and stuff through the day. It's like a conference type feel. It's Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, there's like a huge party.
And is this the agency everywhere, right? Anyone could come to this that works at
anyone.
The company?
Yep.
And are the speakers all agency people? I mean, they have enough heavy hitters there that they don't even need to bring in like a Tom Bailu or whatever.
No,
you know, that guy that writes on whiteboards.
Yeah. No, I think it's all agency. I mean, who else? You got Mauricio. You got David and James from Million Dollar Listing.
Yeah.
You got
Santiago.
Santiago. Like,
yeah.
Anyone you'd ever need. You got Farrah Britt. Like, you got them all. I mean,
are you ready for your first public appearance since your big, you know, come up? Like, people are going to be hounding you.
You think? I don't know what to expect.
There's a lot of celebrities at the agency. So
exactly. So I don't think I'm going to be like a, you know, hot commodity.
I think you are. I think you're going to be surprised. People are going to be like, oh, fuck, is that the Matt Leonetti guy with the videos? It's going to happen.
But like, it's one thing, like when I'm, you know, in Toronto or wherever, and I got noticed again. I got in a mall. Did I tell you that? In a mall, they were like screaming across the mall.
Screaming across the mall, like
he
the
was
Jonas
a really
Brothers.
Nice, he was a really nice dude. I liked him a lot, actually.
What did he say?
He just said, "Are you Matt?" And I said, "Yeah." He was like, "Cool, man. I love your videos, and like, you know, we're a big fan." And then he yelled to like his wife. He's like, "Hey, Matt Leonetti," and she's like, "I love your videos." I was like, "That's very kind. Thank you."
You sign like an open house sign or something, autograph flag.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had the my profile picture. I have them on call.
Oh, okay.
Just in my back pocket. And I just signed that. Yeah, yeah. But it's cool. It's kind of weird. you know, but mm-hmm. It's really nice. It's happened a couple times now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's cool, but
have
I don't
you thought
think
about, go ahead.
No, you go.
Have you thought about what pose you're going to do when people ask to take pictures with you?
No.
Like a peace sign.
I haven't thought of it. I'm probably
fist,
a peace sign. I do a lot
a
peace of
peace. Oh, I've got a backwards peace sign. That's this. No, I mean, you're not the Beatles, huh? You can't do this.
No, I can't do that. I think this, or maybe just like this.
Yeah. Middle finger,
middle finger,
dual middle fingers up.
But it, like I said, it's one thing when I get the M&M,
like this.
The fucking yeah. 8 Mile.
Yeah. Dude, the way M&M flicks people off with that thumb out, like that, the middle finger he gives is so pronounced.
It's hard.
It's like scary. It's literally like, fuck you.
Yeah, I know. It's scary.
It's like bony. That's why rigid.
He made Machine Gun Kelly switch genres with that finger. You know? Did you hear that? You've never heard his their back and forth rap battle?
No, of course I have, but
yeah. That was inspired
by his middle finger.
I don't know, but that was the last thing Machine Gun Kelly did, and now he's fucking Blink 182.
Megan Fox. I mean, yeah, Machine Gun Kelly's like the hottest thing on the planet right now.
I know, but he's a pop punk guy now.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's one thing being in Toronto and or wherever, but I feel like when I'm there with like David and James, Mauricio, like real deal on TV celebrities, I don't know if it's gonna be I don't think it's gonna be a huge deal, but who knows?
We'll do a recap podcast.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
At the end, I bet you're gonna get a lot more people interested than you think.
I'm gonna come on.
It's unique. Like, I mean, it's one thing to be on Million Dollar Listing. I mean, that's certainly unique and cool.
Cool, yeah.
But you know, it's
incredible.
It's the regular agents at the agency that aren't these celebrities that are going to be like, oh, like you're more approachable and relatable.
Yeah. I don't know, though. This guy. I mean, you've met Mauricio. He's like the nicest.
He's the nicest, most relatable guy ever.
And he's like a real celebrity. I mean,
he's a black swan, though, if that's a thing. Or a unicorn,
He's just, you know, he's like Jordan Cohen, which, I mean, Mauricio's celebrity is bigger than Jordan Cohen's. But just nice dude, you know, just all around. I don't know how anyone could have anything bad to say about those guys. You know,
you can't. Yeah.
And Mauricio's just like handsome. Is that, I mean, I just can't get over it. You know?
I know, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. It's going to be incredible, but we'll see. I'll let you know. I feel like we're going to do the recap and I'm going
to
be like, yeah, no, you know,
I was no
in my room,
to you.
Room the whole time. No,
yeah, the thing is, you told me you don't like the pool.
No, so we're going to Palm Springs.
You don't golf.
I don't golf. I don't like swimming. I don't like nature. I don't drink.
Uh-huh. That's a Palm Springs. Palm Springs is not the place for you.
Not the place for me.
Because that's all you do there is drink, hike, golf, tennis, pickleball.
Yep. And I'm not even, I don't even know if I stop right now. Thank you very much. I need someone with a human touch. Eric?
Yes.
Can you help us out here?
Yep. In real estate, it's work hard and play hard. Is it happy hour yet? Hopefully. When you partner with Boomtown, the number one rated real estate CRM, the work hard gets a little bit easier. It's all the tech tools and support you need to generate and close conversation-ready leads. Run your business smarter with Boomtown so you can work hard and play harder. Get blasted. To check out Boomtown and see how you can score $750 in free digital advertising. That's a lot. Visit boomtownroi.com/overask. That's boomtownroi.com/overask.
Wow. I don't even know if I love large gatherings.
You like concerts probably, right?
I love concerts.
Okay.
But I mean large social, I love social gatherings, but I don't think I've ever been to one, you know, that might be like 400 or 500 people.
Yeah. Like a giant networking thing.
Yeah. Like
it's
I've been to conferences and stuff, right. And that's one thing, but this is like, you know, you're going there directly just to talk to everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm a pretty like, well, you know, now I'm pretty like, I'm super, kind of boring, just pretty normal. I like to, you know, the Instagram, that's what I like to do, is the content right. shit and the videos. So like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine going to one of these completely sober. I mean, that's my nightmare, is having to interact with all these people, you know, without a couple of cocktails in my veins. But
yeah,
I think you'll do well. I think, you know, that people will know what to say to you.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, is like, you won't have to create conversation. Like, you know, that's always the worst part about these networking events, is when you get stuck in a convo and you're trying to come up with something to say just to get rid of the awkward silence.
Yeah.
But with you, people are gonna be like, oh dude, you do the funny videos. Oh, I want to see, like, how do you do them? How do you come up with this shit?
Can you reenact
them? Oh, you know, the broke agent? The broke agent's the man. I wish he was here.
Can you reenact the videos?
Right. Yeah. Can you do that drink trades?
Yeah. You should come though. You should come for like a little bit. It'd be fun. Yeah, everyone loves you there. You're very loved within the agency.
Yeah, just the only guy not in the agency, just at the event. That'd be, I mean, yeah, maybe not if it'd be allowed.
Yeah,
Mauricio probably has like, you know, high security all over the place.
Yeah,
exactly. Shot on site.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Anyways, that's good. The agency stuff's going to be awesome. Love the agency, friend of the show.
the entire brokerage.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
yeah, they are.
They're nothing but supportive of me and even you, and they have no reason to be supportive to you at all.
No.
You know, you're just some asshole, not even with the brokerage. So
that's exactly what I am.
But you kind of had a, I don't know, would you call it viral, what happened yesterday with your story?
Oh yeah. So yesterday it came to my attention, and this is what's great about like the size of this thing now with the broke agent, is so many people send me stuff, right? So I don't really have to come up with all the content. Like, there's just so much news happening or people sending me stuff. So this account called Baller Alert, this is actually different than what I was thinking about. This is the Zillow one. I'm thinking about the naked guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So yesterday, I don't know if the listing went live yesterday, but the listing is 1240 Gently Place, which is kind of like genitalia.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, and it's a $1.8 million house. It's a FSBO, a for sale by owner, and the dude uploaded two pictures with his dick and balls on camera. One of them, he's taking a picture in a mirror in the bathroom, and the other one, he's doing the same thing, except he's like kind of off to the side, but his, like, he's got a shirt on, but his balls and his dick are just out.
So was this, do you believe this is calculated?
Here's the thing, this apparently, and I'm making this up, is the number one clicked on Zillow listing of all time.
Oh, fuck. So yeah. Maybe he's genius.
Maybe he's a genius. I mean, we say for sale by owners are morons and should hire agents, but this guy's got more traction than doing a Drake video, you know?
That's true.
I mean, and apparently it's deleted now, not the entire listing, but those pictures. But what happens, like, the amount of steps that have to be taken for that to actually be uploaded is so psychotic to me. Like, clearly it was this guy, because if it was someone else looking at these photos, like a wife or a husband or an assistant or whoever's doing this, they're seeing that there's dicks photos, right? There's 32 listing photos here. So did he just like drop them all in a drive and just upload them and just.
Yeah. Maybe those are for his Tinder by accident. Wrong folder.
My friend's girlfriend lives on the same street as this guy and knows who he is. Like, one of my best friends here in LA, his girlfriend, he texted me today and saying that picture you uploaded is of my girlfriend's like family friend. He's like a normal guy.
He's like a normal, nice guy. So maybe it was like actually wasn't supposed to be on. Maybe his first Tinder profile. I feel like it was for his Tinder.
I mean, possibly. I mean, no, you don't upload pictures of your dick to Tinder.
I don't know.
And also, one of them, he's in the corner. Like, they're clearly listing photos. I don't know if he thought he was going to crop himself off or what.
But maybe it was just a joke that went wrong. Like I said, he did it, sent it to his significant other as a joke, and it got stuck in a folder, and then the folder
went. That's likely, actually, I think. That makes a little bit more sense. Because, I mean, the dude's got a shirt on, too. That's what's so funny. It's not like he's just straight up naked.
Yeah.
It's like the shirt is hanging, like, right where it is.
That's weird, man. He probably just took a shit.
Yeah.
And just didn't pull his pants up.
I know. It's disgusting. And then just decide to take the listing photos. It's a $1.8 million house.
Wow. Has it sold yet?
I don't know.
We need to keep tabs on that.
We do need to keep tabs on it. It's just
everyone's going to want to meet the guy.
Yeah, there was another one where a girl did this too, pantsless, like a couple months ago, but it was just like one photo and clearly an accident, and she took it down immediately. But I mean, funny stuff that appears in these listing photos. Like the amount of submissions I get on bad real estate picks of the psychotic shit, like stuff that I can't even post, of like, you know, guns and swords and like,
yeah,
like Nazi propaganda and shit that I see, or not propaganda, but like paraphernalia. It's like horrible.
It's kind of an untapped, but I mean, in the everyday real estate world, there's something there for people to go on Zillow and see some crazy thing in the pictures. It's happened a couple times. Like I think someone was dressed up as a clown.
Yeah.
In every
Pikachu
picture.
Yeah. Sasquatch. That shit's like played out at this point.
You think?
Like, when the realtors do it, I just think like, I think it's lame. I don't know. Yeah. Like, you're really going to go to a costume shop and dress up as Jigglypuff and go stand in the kitchen?
Fuck,
like,
I got to redo my photos for that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, fuck. I was Raichu, though.
Oh, okay. The evolved Pikachu. That's sick, actually. That would be really sick. You're just Wigglytuff instead of Jigglypuff?
Yeah.
Or Clefable.
I was fucking Mewtwo.
Yeah.
I always thought it'd be funny. Sweet. I always thought it'd be funny. Can you hear Bowie?
Yeah, can you shut him up, please? Film the podcast here.
Bowie.
Oh.
All right, back. I always thought it'd be funny to do Where's Waldo.
That's good. And you're just kind of like, because then you're actually searching for it. There's some cleverness to it.
Exactly. Well, Dan, like one, yeah. Dan O'Neill did a great little post about remember when it was the rug? Which rug is $150,000?
Yeah,
you could do cool stuff. Like, that was just a normal video, and he made it super engaging and interactive.
Dan O'Neill, friend of the show.
Yeah, that was I thought that was a great post for something that's just so generic. Like I said, it's just a normal listing video, and with one question, he made it super engaging.
Yeah, speaking of engagement, so with this post yesterday, or whenever this comes out, of the guy with his balls out, I posted it to my story, like the actual photos, and put a blur on it, because if I post like a naked photo, I could get flagged and get my account ruined, and that would ruin my life.
Yeah.
So I like did it very strategically on my story. And then I did a post saying like some guy on Zillow just posted two listing photos with his dick out. Check my story to see it. My story got an insane amount of views.
Yeah.
So that's a good strategy. If anyone says like, hey, check, you know, you post something to the feed and say, check my story. If you're trying to like get stuff on your story promoted. And then coincidentally in that story, I had a link to my email sign up, and the email sign up link got like thousands of clicks because it was, you know, combined in that story with the balls thing. So it was kind of genius marketing, accidentally, but it, you know, rediscovered something for me where if you want people to watch your story, or if you're promoting a listing on your story or promoting a link or whatever, you could in your feed post say, hey, check out my story to see more.
Yep. It was genius. This is completely genius.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Completely genius.
You should go reach out to that guy and thank him.
I know. Seriously. Now I have like 1,000 more emails. It's great.
Yeah.
I could send you this podcast.
Exactly. I mean, if you're not listening to this podcast by now,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, and we've had a lot of people have just been, I feel like, pissing us off lately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's getting annoying.
People are pissing us off, but we got some great guests coming up.
You don't want to elaborate on the people pissing us off?
I mean, if you want to, sure.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Although I'm getting ready for a keynote thing.
Yep.
And I was watching some, you know, getting some ideas.
Yeah, who'd you watch?
Holy fuck, there's some bad keynotes out there.
Yeah,
I mean, you really gotta just go to the big ones, you know. I mean,
Tom Ferry's
great, Sirhan's great,
yeah,
Gary V's great, all friends of the show. But when you get into that mid-tier or even lower tier, I mean, it's a big
drop off.
I thought one guy was gonna vomit all over the And I could believe it.
He was like dry heaving.
Oh, I mean, it's mid-speech. A big drop off. It's a big, I mean, and, you know, don't get me wrong. There's some great, you know, people who aren't as big who do great keynotes. But also there's some that don't. So,
well, real estate conferences have to fill a lot of time, right?
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, an Inman conference or something, and it's a 3-day or 3-night event, 4-day event.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get all bangers. So you need to recruit like agents who maybe bought 10,000 followers on Instagram and put them on the social media panel. They have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. So you have to have people like that on.
Yeah.
And it's good contrast too, because it's so evident when you actually see someone who knows what they're talking
side
about.
By side. Like, all right,
this guy's just, you know, got plucked from, you know, Remax Louisville, and, you know, he has a bunch of followers and doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Guy's got his balls out in listing photos.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I think the cool thing and the different thing about what we're going to be doing. Holy fuck. This guy, he's barking everything that's coming.
Out there.
He's literally just someone's walking by with
the
grocery
bag. White Walkers coming over.
Holy fuck. Let me close the door. One sec. We're going to wrap up in a sec.
All right. I'll just be here. Thank God you're back.
So we'll cut some of this out. This guy, can you believe this?
I mean, can you hear Miles this? Is sitting in the other room. We just gave him some CBD, so he's passed out.
Okay, well, I'll cut this out. Hold on. We have to wait for this fucking guy to stop barking. He's insane.
What's going on? Getting a bit of my own medicine with you. Dude, making reservations in LA is the biggest fucking nightmare of all time.
Yeah.
I have a friend staying with me. We're trying to make brunch reservations at the place called Elefante.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could see, like, you know, Shia LaBeouf or something. Or, I don't know, who's a hot celebrity right now?
Yeah, not Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, not Shia
LaBeouf.
Maybe
like Kim Kardashian?
No. It's kind of like
high?
Influencer celebrities, so not a Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, so maybe
like an Amanda Cerny, a King Batch.
What about like Logan Paul?
I think he's too big for Elefante.
Okay, so some real low level.
Yeah, like you know, D-list like Instagram celebrities.
Oh, so maybe like Tyron Woodley.
Yeah, Tyron Woodley could be
okay,
there.
Okay, cool. All right.
And it's just impossible to make reservations. So this isn't going to be in.
No. Okay. 3, 2. Sorry about that. We had a technical error there. I think what's cool about us when we go to conferences and start speaking more is we're not going there saying, I'm going to teach you how to sell 200 homes this year.
Correct.
There's nothing, you know, like I'm going to speak with Sirhan. What am I going to say about selling houses, you know, that he wouldn't? He's done it in like a crazy, what am I going to do to say anything different? Or like, you know, here's how you sell 100 houses.
Right.
Like there's nothing I can say that people are going to care about once Sirhan comes. So I think it's cool that we're in our own kind of space.
Yes.
Because we're just kind of like, okay, this is how you get engagement. This is how you get eyeballs. And then from there, do whatever you want from with it, you know?
Right. It's so not preachy, motivational stuff. It's,
no.
Here's how I'm doing it. Works for me. Works for a lot of other people. Here's how you can implement it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And like the way I'm coming at it from is like, you know, this fucking, I can't believe him today. He's just like, it's been raining the past 3 days here.
Yeah, thank God
left.
I got out of there.
I know. So it's just, he's been cooped up. And when he gets... because he doesn't like going out in the rain. So it's his fault. But but my whole thing is like, you know, what I really wanted with my business and my brand was options. So with doing these videos and stuff, that's given me options like the podcast and the merch and the course we're doing. And then I still have the real estate business, but like, I like having options.
Yep.
That's not everyone's going to want that. Some people are going to want to take, you know, this video and content creation, just put it 100% into their real estate business, which is fine too. Like that's awesome. But like I think where we come from, where we're going to be coming from is like, yeah, where you can get the eyeballs and then do whatever the fuck you need to do with it. But like,
right.
You need to get the eyeballs. So
yeah. And the easiest way to get the eyeballs is social media, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, it just is.
All you need is a phone, as some have said.
Some do say that. So, no, it's going to be neat. I'm excited to see Ryan speak too.
Yep. He'll crush.
Yeah. He kills. I feel like at this point, he's just like, he's got those speeches on autopilot, you know, he just can fucking, he can go say a speech right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I saw him speak at Inman like 4 years ago. I think it was Inman. And I remember thinking he's an incredible speaker, charismatic, but I also remember thinking this is unbelievably unrelatable for me and that I will never do anything that he's talking about.
Really?
Yeah. Just because I knew that I wasn't really going to be a realtor for the next 10 years. Right. So
yeah,
it's just like, I was just watching him and I'm like, dude, this guy is jacked. He's got great hair. Always start with the looks. He's on $1 million listing, selling hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate. And I was like, I'll listen to it and it's great. But I mean, what am I going to implement here? You know?
Yeah. But at some point it just comes more about the personality.
Right.
He's just like a great personality.
Oh yeah. He's super entertaining.
Yeah. You watch him talk and it's just cool.
Yeah.
Same with like even Gary at this point, you go see them now. You can go watch them on YouTube and get all the pretty much everything they're going to say, but you want to, you know, experience it live.
True. So, it is kind of like seeing like a band in person, except instead of seeing Aerosmith, you're seeing Ryan Serhant.
Yeah. And you know, to some people that's, that's good shit. But so we wanted to just hop on to a quick little recap
of the meet.
It was great.
It was great. We like each other. The podcast is continuing.
Yeah.
We're still friends. We don't fight.
We're better friends.
You're not a psychopath. Yep, I'm not a psychopath. Did your parents say anything about me? Were they like, oh, I like that
Loved
guy.
You. That's Loved good. You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom
I forgot to
made
say
some
that.
Great Italian sandwiches.
Yes. Yeah. She knew you were coming and she put that apron on right away and just you know, went to town. Oh yeah, she's the best cook.
Yeah.
Both of them loved you.
Yeah.
My dad's definitely a character. Kind of looks like Sylvester Stallone.
He's great. He says what everyone's thinking, but nobody's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe I'm his son. You know?
Well, you have a little of that too.
No, I totally do. Yeah. It's and we look pretty much the exact same. So I'm hoping I look like Sylvester Stallone when I get older.
Yeah. It's a cool look.
Cool look.
Cold, older Italian look.
Yeah, it looks good.
He's got like a set of arms on him too.
Set of arms. I know.
My God.
I don't know I didn't bulk out. I don't
know. It's that man strength.
Yeah. That dad strength that kicked in for him. But he's always been like thicker, you know?
Right.
I just don't got it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But all in all, everyone loved you.
Yeah.
Sad Nikki didn't get to meet you, but next time. And
next time.
You know. Anyways.
All right, I gotta go play pickleball.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. Bowie has a lot to say. Y'all take care now.